Proclamation number 6775 of 4th of March, 1957. Power effect of the word. Lord over matter. When the haven of grace opens up to you from above, then you will also have the strength to successfully complete your earthly life. For then the spell which you had imposed on yourselves through the defense against my strength of love will already have been broken. You now accept it fully consciously, thus your state of weakness must now also be remedied insofar as you are no longer under my adversary's power, thus he can no longer hinder you on the path upwards. For now you are strong enough yourselves to repel him when he wants to oppress you. And he can only harass you when your striving upwards diminishes, but as long as you receive nourishment from my hand, your thoughts and aspirations will always be directed upwards, otherwise the flow from above would dry up. Nevertheless, my adversary will want to tempt you again and again because it is an abomination to him when his activity is exposed and when he loses followers. But these temptations will only ever be dangerous for you if you are still attached to the world, for he can only influence you through the world. Therefore, anyone who loves the world is also in danger of succumbing to its temptations. Anyone who has overcome them can no longer be lured by the world. But as soon as my spirit can pour into a person's heart, the world has already lost its attraction for the person, even though he stands in the midst of the world and also has to assert himself in it as long as he lives on earth. But there is a difference between a person who forgets me above the world, i.e., the world and its goods are his God for him, and a person who only sees it as the last testing station whose goods he no longer values highly and therefore does not attach his heart to these goods. Every person who strives to ascend should deepen his inner being more and more, and if he receives strength from above through my word, nothing will hold him back from inward contemplation, for this is the effect of my word's strength, that it constantly pushes the person closer to me who immerses himself in my word. But as long as he lives on earth, he will also be in constant battle with everything that surrounds him. And as soon as he subordinates everything to himself, as soon as he himself is master over matter, as soon as he does not let it gain dominion over him, he will also emerge victorious from this battle. But he cannot flee the world, he shall overcome it. By not making himself dependent on its goods, by being able to renounce just as easily, and always has to do with that when there is a danger of becoming spiritually flat. For then the tempter is at work, and then you must be careful. And I truly know how to come to the aid of those who seriously strive to attain me, and I will not let them fall into my adversary's hands. Whatever serves the soul's recovery it will receive, and illness and suffering also serve it for this purpose at times, for a healthy body is not always free from cravings, and illness can still help remove impure urges. Nevertheless, not every illness is to be regarded as such a measure on my part. It can also serve to glorify my love and power. For you humans don't know my plans, you don't know that I want to help people attain a living faith again. But you should know that you may draw from a source of strength which means far more than a healthy body. And as long as the Father's love opens this well for you, you should patiently take everything upon yourselves and be certain that you will escape another danger which threatens countless people who enjoy the best physical health. And from this source you will always be allowed to draw strength and also realize that my love applies to you at all times. That my wisdom and love directs and guides everything as it is good for your soul's salvation. And you should trust in this wisdom and love of mine and completely hand yourselves over to me. Then every worry will fall away from you. You will receive everything from my hand because you know that you are cared for by my love. Amen.